In today's episode, we're diving into the life and thought of the man often hailed as the father of Western philosophy, Socrates. After thousands of years, Socrates' name is still associated with wisdom, questioning, or that infamous trial in ancient Athens. Who was Socrates? This curious figure who spent his time challenging fellow citizens in the marketplace, all in pursuit of truth. For the next hour, we'll blend historical context, dramatized storytelling, and philosophical analysis. Join me as we unravel the mystery and legacy of the one and only Socrates. It's the 5th century BCE Athens, a bustling city-state at the heart of the Greek world. At this time, Athens is a direct democracy. Citizens gather to vote on laws and policies. The city is alive with art, drama, public debate, and athletic festivals. Intellectual currents run deep, with figures like the Sophists teaching rhetoric to those who can pay. In the midst of this vibrant scene, a peculiar man stands out. He is neither handsome nor wealthy in any conspicuous way, yet he captivates many by asking simple but profound questions. Questions that reveal people's assumptions and contradictions in their thinking. He claims he knows nothing. Yet, ironically, he is deemed the wisest man in Athens by the famous Oracle of Delphi. That man is Socrates. Over the next hour, let's explore his life, methods, and the extraordinary events that led to his tragic end. Central to Socrates' approach is the Socratic method, a form of cooperative dialogue in which he asks probing questions, exposing contradictions in people's thinking. Instead of lecturing or proclaiming dogmas, Socrates would engage his interlocutors in what we might call constructive interrogation. Socrates starts by asking someone a question, for example, "What is virtue?" or "What is justice?" The other person attempts an answer, which Socrates then tests through further questioning. Often the answers lead to contradictions or unsatisfying definitions, prompting deeper reflection. Socrates famously claimed he knew nothing. This wasn't mere self-deprecation. He considered acknowledging one's ignorance the first step toward genuine understanding. The oracle at Delphi once said no one was wiser than Socrates. And Socrates interpreted this to mean that true wisdom consists in knowing how little you know. Unlike the Sophists, who taught rhetoric for winning arguments, Socrates sought truth and believed in universal standards for concepts like goodness, justice, and virtue. Socrates believed knowledge and virtue are intimately connected. If you truly know what is right, you will do it. Wrongdoing arises from ignorance. This idea laid the groundwork for much of Western ethical thought, influencing his student Plato and countless philosophers after him. Now, imagine you're strolling through the marketplace Agora in Athens around 420 BCE.
Good day, Meletus. You appear thoughtful. May I inquire about your musings?
Socrates, I've been pondering what makes a leader just. Our city needs strong men who can guide us, especially in these uncertain times.
Indeed. So, my friend, what do you mean by just? How would you define justice?
Justice is giving each person his due, treating friends well and enemies poorly.
Interesting. Tell me, if a person you believe to be a friend is actually harmful to the others, is it still just to treat him well?
Perhaps not. But maybe that means he was never truly my friend?
So it might be that friend and enemy are labels we affix prematurely. Are we then certain that justice should hinge on these labels?
You twist my words, or perhaps you reveal they're not so solid.
We twist them together, my friend, seeking clarity. Let us ask, do you think justice could mean giving others what is truly beneficial to them, rather than what we assume they deserve?
I'm not sure. Perhaps I need to think more on this.
Excellent. True inquiry begins in confusion. Shall we walk and continue this conversation?
And so, another day in Athens. Another citizen pondering the nature of justice. While some found Socrates' questions illuminating, many more found them irritating. Socrates' habit of asking uncomfortable questions made him an admired teacher to some and a threat to others. By 399 BCE, tensions in Athens had grown. The city's fortunes had deteriorated after losing the Peloponnesian War. Distrust and blame were rampant, and Athenian society sought scapegoats for its misfortunes. At this time, a group of influential citizens accused Socrates of two main charges: impiety, not believing in the gods recognized by the state, introducing new divinities, corrupting the youth, by leading young Athenians to question traditional values and authority.
The trial of Socrates on charges of impiety and corruption shall begin.
Socrates, you claim some divine sign speaks to you, yet you refuse to honor the city's gods. You plant seeds of doubt in the minds of our youth, teaching them to challenge laws and traditions. You must answer for this.
Meletus, is it not good for a city that its laws and customs be examined and improved if found lacking?
This examination erodes trust and stability. You stand above tradition, do you not?
I stand within tradition, a tradition that cherishes dialogue and reason. Indeed, it is the god at Delphi who said, "No one is wiser than I." I interpret this not as pride, but as a divine pointer that true wisdom lies in recognizing one's ignorance.
Continued with Socrates defending the value of his philosophical life. But by a narrow margin, the jury found him guilty. When asked for his penalty, Socrates' defiant stance, suggesting the city should reward him rather than punish him, only fueled the jury's resentment. Ultimately, Socrates was sentenced to death. Despite friends urging him to flee, he accepted the verdict, reasoning it was more noble to respect the law of Athens than to save his own life unjustly. Socrates spent his last days in prison, conversing with friends. The dialogues were recorded by Plato, especially the Phaedo offers a poignant look at these final conversations. Socrates' calm acceptance of his fate is legendary. He maintained his conviction that a true philosopher does not fear death, for if one has lived justly and sought truth, death might merely be a passage to another state of being, where knowledge could be pursued more perfectly.
Master, please reconsider. We can bribe the guards, we can help you escape.
Would it be just for me to flee and break the laws I have spent my life examining? Athens, despite its flaws, is my home, and I have implicitly agreed to abide by its laws.
But your life, is it not precious?
Indeed it is. But if I betray my principles, what life remains for me? One that is less than the life I stand for. Therefore, I must drink the hemlock with no hatred, only sorrow that my fellow citizens misunderstood me.
So ended the life of Socrates, at least his earthly journey. Yet, his influence was only just beginning. Although Socrates left no written works of his own, his ideas lived on through his students, most notably Plato, who immortalized Socrates in the form of dialogues. These dialogues shaped centuries of philosophical thought and laid the foundation for Plato's Academy, which was established around 387 BCE. It became a hub of intellectual activity, preserving and expanding Socratic teachings. Socrates is an integral part of the Western philosophical method. His emphasis on applying systematic questioning and deductive logic to reach clarity and investigating contradictions remains central to critical thinking today. Socrates' moral philosophy insists that virtue is tied to knowledge. This view informs discussions of ethics to this day. The example of Socrates accepting an unjust verdict inspires us to reflect on the tension between morality and law. Socrates' death wasn't an end, but a powerful moral statement. It reaffirmed the importance of critical reflection and living in accordance with one's principles, even in the face of dire consequences. We've traveled through the world of ancient Athens, watched Socrates in the Agora, witnessed his trial, and reflected on his final moments. Who then was Socrates, and how does this man's thinking 3,000 years ago affect us today? Socrates is believed that we should question everything. He shows us that questioning is not destructive. It's illuminating. True discovery begins when we challenge assumptions. At the core of his thoughts lay concept, knowledge, and virtue. For Socrates, understanding what is truly good leads you to do good. Ignorance is the root cause of error. Our lives and actions matter. Socrates' trial illustrates the complex interplay between personal integrity and societal norms, civic duty and individual conscience. Throughout history, challenging the status quo has been dangerous and subversive. This fact calls on us to learn more about Socrates and his beliefs on reason and moral conscience. Socrates' legacy cannot be overstated. Although he wrote nothing, he changed everything. Plato, Aristotle, and virtually all subsequent Western philosophers stand on the foundation he lay. I hope you feel closer to Socrates. This paradoxical figure who claimed to know nothing yet changed the course of philosophy forever. Next time, we'll explore the early life of Plato, Socrates' greatest student, and dive into his theory of forms and his magnum opus, The Republic. If you've enjoyed this hour with us, be sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share with your friends. And remember, the only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing. Let that spark some curiosity in your daily life. Until next time, keep questioning everything, keep examining, and keep seeking the truth.